Day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. My father's favorite poem started something like, "Along the line of smoky hills, the crimson forest stands, while all the while the blue jay calls throughout the autumn lands." Happy fall, my favorite time of year. However, it's also time for fall cleanup, certainly after the first killing frost we've had. Now, remove any spent plants or debris is the first thing they recommend, and any diseased plants, do remove them and dispose of in the trash. Don't add them to your compost. Also remove any dead plants that might invite disease and insects. Now you can chop your peas and bean plants off at the ground level, leaving those great nitrogen-fixing roots in the soil to feed next year's crop. And get your compost cooking. Break up any material that's in your bin into smaller pieces and start or add to your compost pile. Just imagine that rich organic matter you could add back to your garden. Compost everything unless it's already diseased. And do one last weeding. This is something that's hard to do when it's so wet like this, but perhaps we'll still have some nice weather. Many new gardeners don't know that weeding is more important in late summer and autumn than just about any other time. Just one weed left to mature can produce hundreds, if not thousands, of seeds that will grow into weeds to plague you next year. So weed the garden one last time before you call it quits. I have been digging perennial weeds such as dock, whose roots seem to go down to China, out of the flower beds. But the holes left behind are perfect spots to put in some of my spring flowering bulbs, like daffodils. Weeds such as crabgrass and thistle all develop seed heads in the late summer, and fall even, but never let the weeds remain in your garden beds. Now they say if your soil is hard and dry, to water your garden a few hours before you weed. You won't have to do that this fall. However, dampness does help to loosen the soil and make weeding a lot easier. It's a great time just now to plan out your new garden beds too. No digging is necessary. Just set your lawnmower as low as it'll go and sculpt the grass. Then cover the area with a thick layer of newspapers. Cover the papers with a layer of compost and top it all off with lots of chopped up leaves. In the spring, you'll have a lovely new planting bed full of earthworms. Do use your fall leaves wisely too. Don't throw them out. I used to go around collecting bags of really colored gold I think of in all the leaves that people would put out. They're a natural mulch for your garden and a great source of soil nutrition. Rake them out into your lawn and run them over many times with your lawnmower. Either leave them in your lawn if you need it there or rake it back into your perennial and shrub beds. It provides great fall and winter mulch and also helps keep the frost from going too deeply into your beds. You can leave a few piles of leaves at out-of-the-way places for shelter for overwintering pollinators, beneficial insects, and for wildlife. And these piles of leaves also make great leaf compost for the following spring. Now, if you do have fruit trees, you know that you have to protect them from rodent pests from the winter. And while your mower's out, mow around the trees one last time to discourage the mice or moles from nesting there. Install rodent guards made of a fine mesh cloth around the base of your trees, or those little sleeves that they have, to keep them from eating the bark on your trees. And I still do, my burning bush, put in some mothballs just as the snow's coming. It seemed to keep them away. Feed and protect your garden soil. It really needs to be replenished with compost, rotted manure, or organic matter in the fall, because the microorganisms will break it down throughout the winter and after your garden has gone dormant. Lightly mix organic matter into the top 2 to 6 inches of your beds, so when spring arrives you can plant immediately without worrying about working the soil during the wet weather. Still wet now, isn't it? You can plant directly in this material next spring or turn it over the top 6 inches. Another option is to plant cover crops to enrich the soil over winter. Now, in late fall, we always used to plant buckwheat. It could be anything, I guess. But then my father would rototill it in the late fall or the next spring, and it would make a lot of good green manure. Consider crop rotation. If you haven't done so already, it's a time to make note of what plants were grown where in your vegetable garden. Now, don't rely on your memory. If it's anything like mine, you won't have a clue. This will help next year's planting, though. It's never good to grow plants of the same family in the same place year after year. It does allow pests and diseases specific to that family to become entrenched, but it depletes your soil of its nutrients each year. Test and improve your soil, and while we're talking about nutrients, fall is a great time to get your soil tested. You can buy those little kits. take a bit of soil from three or four sites around your garden or in different garden beds and purchase a test kit from your local home improvement store or garden center. Then, armed with the recommendations from the test, you can apply the right amount of the proper amendments this fall, so it'll have time to break down and be available to your plants in the spring. No guesswork or expensive mistakes. Good time to plant garlic in October and November. The goal is to plant after temperatures have dropped enough, but before the ground freezes. If garlic's planted too early, a tender new shoot may emerge from the ground before winter sets in, leaving the plant open to cold and frost damage. And if you try to plant it too late, of course the ground might be too frozen to dig. Garlic needs cold temperatures to produce huge yields. Remove and maintain any garden supports that you've had. Anything such as tomato cages, bean stakes and supports, cucumber trellises. Wash off any soil and spray them with a 2-to-1 solution of water and bleach to kill any disease that might be there, and store them inside. Beyond the vegetable garden, clean up any perennials that have dead or diseased foliage. And that said, we encourage you to allow most perennials to remain uncut through the winter, leaving the seed heads and the habitat for pollinators. Now, I like to think leaving them up too is good for a winter when we don't have too much snow, because it'll hold whatever there is there, and again protect your gardens from too much frost going deep into it. Not all vegetables need to be removed and cleaned before the frost arrives. We always used to leave our turnips, carrots, and parsnips in the garden over the winter, and Dad would mark their location so we could find them once the snow got deep, and we could dig them up as we needed them. And it's good to leave a few of them to go to seed the next year. The flowers are great for pollinators, and it's good for the seed for us to collect. Cold weather doesn't kill hardy plants. It simply slows their growth rate. And snow acts as a good insulating mulch and maintains the warmth in the soil for them. A few other items for the fall to-do list. Before it gets too cold, take care of your garden shed, pots, tools, and equipment. Turn off the water to the hose and drain it completely. You'll know by next spring if you didn't get it completely drained. The pumps and water fountains should also be removed, cleaned, and drained well before storing. And if you have a lawnmower or spring trimmer, clean it up, oil it, check the oil, put stuff in the gas, whatever you need to do that way. Clean, sand, and oil your garden tools before storing them for the winter. Clean out your cold frames if you use them for a head start in spring. Remove any canes or other plant supports. We talked about that. Bring ceramic and clay pots inside because they might crack in freezing temperatures. You can just dump the soil into your garden bed and sterilize the pots with that diluted bleach solution. Don't stack your pots. I learned the hard way this way. It's often hard to get them unstuck in spring. Happy fall cleanup. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, Shane Book, Great Muskoka Day.